Turn me up in the headphones.
Ooh, yeah, nigga. Oh.
Microphone truck up.
Yo, does anybody know what a navy bean pie is?
A what?
Navy bean pie?
I don't know.
Nah, nigga.
I know what navy beans are.
Oh, yeah, and I know what a bean pie is.
You use navy beans to make them. That's what you're saying.
And for future reference, there's a pen down there, too.
Bro, I was looking.
I feel you.
That's crazy.
Nah, not at all. I'm just saying, navy beans. I know that's a type of bean. I couldn't identify them, but I know that's a type. Give me two, man. Fuck it.
Two pies?
Yeah. How much are you going for?
Navy bean pies? Nigga,
who pushing them?
Is this a Muslim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's an ock in the navy?
Yo.
You said navy beans. What we?
Alright.
Yo.
Alright.
What is wrong with this?
This actually is gonna be great.
I was dead ass.
Yeah.
You said navy, you said navy bean
this
pie,
is gonna
right?
Be great. This is gonna be great.
You know what navy beans
like
are?
Nah.
Questions.
I didn't know there was such thing called navy beans.
Yeah,
navy beans are a type of bean.
Yes, nigga.
And so he made a bean pie utilizing navy beans.
Got you. I thought you meant an ark in the navy, bro.
This nigga said an ark in the navy. Well, that's not possible, Steph.
Why can't I hear you, Steph?
Talk, Steph.
Yo, yo, yo.
Pork and beans. They ain't pork, though.
They can't.
Sure
they can. Yeah, they can't use pork, Steph.
Well,
yeah, that's a fact.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Baked beans?
Yeah, well, not all. They have.
Nah, Bushes Jones don't be having pork in them.
Correct. No, not correct. They have both. They have both versions.
True.
That bait with bacon pieces in there and shit like that, or you can get the Johnston
true.
Just
true,
straight
true.
Beans. They have a porkless
yo,
version.
Yo, I'm good.
You just said pork and beans.
Yeah,
you literally said
I didn't say pork
they
and
use
beans.
Pork and beans.
I meant to
and
say
like,
baked beans.
Right.
Yeah, baked beans.
And you can't get baked beans.
I agree
without,
with
but
you
there
too,
are
Scott.
Pork and beans.
Not always. That's what I'm saying. You can get baked beans without pork, though.
Yeah. In fact, but, vegetarian.
Right. Well, yeah. But I mean, just regular baked beans. You know what I'm saying? But just the flavoring and all that shit.
Yeah. Because that's what I always get: vegetarian baked beans.
Yeah. Most
you
baked
get vegetarian
beans,
baked beans.
Bacon is a part of the flavor.
True.
I get vegetarian baked beans, and it's shit. I don't need no extra shit. And if you want to add a little beef to it, you know, some people put the little sausage in the beans and all that shit. You could do all that too.
Hot dogs or something.
Yeah. Get the vegetarian baked beans. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Man, so what do you do, Steph? Because you're the baked bean
I mean,
guy.
I get them all.
Yeah. You do all of the above.
Yeah,
mix all them all
above.
Together.
I just like regular baked beans is a standard.
Yeah, for sure.
That's honestly a part of an
baked
ideal.
Beans
that's
are
our
made,
British breakfast.
Yeah, but it's like you pick a certain, you got different options of beans to make the baked beans. You just baking beans. That's
yeah, but you buy them
beans.
In a can? I'm talking about the ones in the can, my G.
Yeah, but ain't y'all.
They don't come in a can baked, nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's baked.
When I buy them, though, when I buy them from the store, they
you
come.
You go and bake them. You
what
bake
are you
beans, nigga. All
right. I'm confused
they,
right
they
now.
They call baked beans because you bake them.
No doubt. But you're
right.
Saying that. We're saying the same thing, though.
I know we're saying the same thing, but when you buy them, you know, when you go buy them, you're not buying baked beans. I just letting you just saying. That's what you're saying. I'm going to buy some baked beans.
I agree to disagree.
I'm okay. Lost.
Right. So what are you saying? Are you saying they're not pre-baked?
Yeah, see, I'm confused right
well,
now.
Well, they are pre-baked.
They're done.
With the sauce
they're ready
and everything.
They're ready to go. You can bake them in addition. There's a way to heat them up, but or you can throw them in the microwave and they're done.
True.
So yeah, what are you talking about?
They're not just raw.
Unless you're cooking them
bro,
from scratch.
Bro, you have to wash that?
Unless you cook and make beans from scratch, if you get them in the can,
no
they're ready to go.
That.
I just thought they were.
Nobody buys raw beans to make baked beans. If you do, you're different.
Technically, you can crack the can wide open. You don't even got to heat the motherfucker.
No,
you can go to work.
You probably
did it in Dennis the Menace.
He heated them joints too. Remember them joints was cold and hot.
He
heated them in the pot.
He did. Those was Campbell's. Those weren't the good ones.
That's what I'm saying. There's option, but
part self.
Y'all baked beans and bread are different, though, ain't they?
That's all right, man.
Well, ain't the baked beans just a part of breakfast in Britain different though?
Nah, same.
That's the exact same as like
same
cinnamon flavored like all like I thought they were a little more plain with y'all breakfast.
Well, I would say this first and foremost: it's been a minute since I had baked beans.
Okay.
So when you
from
say
England for real, man,
I know that.
So when you say
he's never even been there.
Oh
well,
my God.
That's crazy. But
that's
wild. That was insane. I wouldn't do you like that, Paul.
It's okay. But
you've just been here for so long.
Nah, I actually haven't even tasted cinnamon.
Like, because in standard
even
baked beans.
Ones I even have here, I've never tasted like cinnamon. That's crazy to me.
Mm. So what, putting cinnamon in it?
You said, okay, putting cinnamon.
No, my bad.
You put cinnamon in your beans?
Depends on how I'm making them. Yeah.
Yeah, wifey put cinnamon in the beans.
I was about to say, that's pretty.
Brown sugar, cinnamon. Yeah, like, I guess some, I don't know if she do, I know nutmeg is for like the yams and shit, but yeah, I think she do like brown sugar.
Put it like this, my G. Whatever's in the can, that's what we use.
True.
Word, as far as additives, now, cinnamon,
you spice it up. You
know. All right. I remember some pepper or something, but cinnamon?
Pepper.
Yeah, black pepper? You don't put black pepper on your beans? On your bacon?
I don't add anything to bacon.
No.
I don't know.
I might add some syrup to my bacon when I pour syrup on whatever else is on the plate.
But what about your scrambled eggs?
Yeah, I put syrup on that too.
I'm talking about black pepper.
Yeah, yeah. I scramble it with black pepper.
I got you. No doubt, man. What it is, what
syrup
it do.
Syrup doesn't belong on eggs, bro.
I mean, if
shit, it's a good blend.
Yeah, I mean, because
if you got
pancakes or motherfucking French toast or whatever on your plate,
you feel me?
And the syrup
scramble?
Is going to hit the egg anyway.
Don't let it.
No, oh, man. Yeah, you got by the
way. I don't speak this language of scrambled chicken fetuses. So.
Yeah,
I feel you. You're wilding.
No, I'm not.
You're missing out.
I'm not missing a goddamn thing.
I mean, you're not really. Scrambled eggs is great.
Terrible. Yeah, especially with
you tripping.
When you think about what it is, it's really disgusting.
Bro, everything's fucking disgusting.
This is true.
I just watched a lady
on a level of their own, bro.
This is no new news, but I just watched a lady on a panel, right, break down the difference between American ingredients versus
the fries and the
Skittles. It breaks your heart.
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
But you're still copping some fries.
For sure.
Right. It's like 9 extra ingredients versus UK's version of McDonald's fries. It breaks your heart, and it's no salt added. That's an option.
True.
That's insane. Fuck out of here, bro.
But eating little chicken babies is on a level of its own.
I don't even know
how many chicken
babies. They didn't even make it to babies. They didn't even make it to babies.
It's not babies. Yeah.
They didn't even make it.
But whatever.
It's chicken shit.
You got there before then. It's the goop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Are eggs bad for you besides the cholesterol?
I don't know.
I mean, that's bad enough.
Yeah, but
cholesterol
like,
crazy in them.
Like you gotta consume tons of eggs for that.
Nah, nigga, one egg is like 70% of your daily cholesterol limit.
Wow.
True. Who eats one egg?
So
nobody.
Hold on, but no funny shit, right? So when you crack open like a boiled egg and you remove the yellow part,
that's gross.
Is that?
That's where the cholesterol is, for the most part.
The yellow part, right?
Yeah, that's why. Okay, cool. That's why scrambled eggs are almost
unhealthy. I usually punish like 6 boiled eggs, but I removing the yellow part. Okay, cool.
Yeah. The white part.
I think I got to the point where if it was something that I ate so much that I can't eat no more, it's boiled eggs, because that was like. We used to get like motherfucking a dozen of them shits for Easter.
For Easter, dog.
That's crazy.
Yo. Dye them motherfuckers.
Dye them joints.
Open them shits up eggs. And throw salt and pepper on top of that motherfucker.
I didn't do that.
Okay, I did, nigga.
Nah, no.
You asked me to add pepper to my eggs, nigga. I ain't do that.
I don't know why niggas do that. Why niggas do that? That's crazy.
Yo,
what do you mean?
Do what?
Because that's like decoration. Who told you to eat that?
Whoa,
you didn't eat the Easter eggs?
You didn't eat this?
I ain't gonna hold you. I've never even been given an actual egg.
Have you ever participated in the Easter egg hunt?
Yeah.
Have you ever been with real eggs and not the plastic jumps with the candy?
Do they do Easter in England?
Nah. That ass, I haven't.
Right. So, they got Easter eggs. We used to eat
I feel like we had an event at church though, at Capital Baptist for some reason, with like hacky sacks too. Like the. Was you there for that?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Yeah, Before they kicked me out.
We had Easter baskets. We woke up and we dyed them eggs, nigga. Dyed them eggs, and them was in the Easter basket. And we ate them motherfuckers the next day, or whatever Easter was. Yeah,
I just threw mine and watched them break. But yeah, at my grandma's house, we used to have all of the above for Easter egg hunts. We used to, you know, she used to have pre-dyed eggs just sitting there ready to go, boiled jumps for you to eat. Then we used to dye them ourselves and, you know, make them the cool colors or whatever color we were tied to, whatever we wanted to do. Yeah.
Guys are privileged.
But I never ate the motherfuckers.
Yeah, definitely. Cracked the egg open, throw some salt on that joint. Yeah. Like, even if I eat a boiled egg now, I gotta have some salt and pepper on that shit. I can't eat just a plain boiled egg.
I mean, I can, but a little bit of salt helps.
Yeah.
How we start talking about Easter in September?
I don't know, man.
We went from food to eggs to, I don't know, some shit, man. You know how conversations go.
Yeah, we do, man.
Oh, yeah, he is risen.
Yeah, right.
Welcome back to another episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy P. What's good, Nick?
Hey, how you gonna win when you ain't right within?
No doubt. What's good, Remy?
From the model in the building.
Steph.
Another Sunday in Woodbridge.
No doubt, man. Speaking of Woodbridge, it was interesting coming here, bro.
Yo.
This is the Baltimore of Virginia.
Absolutely, bro. We went to the 7-Eleven, and on our way in, you know, I'm not going to use the term, but we saw something that was unique and peculiar, and
it was a trans.
On Dale Boulevard.
Yeah. Steph said it.
Yeah. Interesting place. Interesting melting pot.
Absolutely.
Personalities and life experiences.
That joint was just built too.
It was?
It was. Before, it was just a Shell gas station right there, and it was just like a filler station. They knocked that shit down.
Bro, it must be a temple too, because we seen two monks.
Two monks. What else did we see?
A trans and a crackhead.
And two monks, bro.
But the monks is odd, but the trans and crackheads at 7-Eleven is standard.
Oh, yeah, we saw two monks all garbed up.
Yeah, garbed up, bro.
What would have made it a perfect experience is if they all would have gotten the same car together.
Oh, that's some Purge shit.
I thought the Purge would be coming.
Bro, I would probably got with them because that's like Noah's Ark.
Nah, them niggas got guns in the trunk.
That would have meant your lottery ticket was going to hit, though.
And then on the way out, we saw the nigga pouring some shit into his gas tank. Steph looked over. We was like, wait a minute, that's not gas.
That's not gas.
Got like Windex, alcohol or something.
He just had a plastic
can, vinegar can, pouring that joint into his gas can. We were just like, what the fuck is this nigga pouring into his gas?
Woodbridge is different, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I don't live on none of the Dales.
I'm glad I got out of here.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. But I mean, your area, where you was at was straight too.
I was Del Boulevard.
Told you.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
It was the new development.
On the other side of 95.
Yeah, that's
right. All the Dales, nigga. You got Prince Dale, Darby Dale, it's a couple Cherry Dale. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of them motherfuckers. And every time I see some shit that pop up on the ring,
it's on one of the Dales, yo.
On this side of Dale Boulevard. Not my side.
Nah.
I mean,
your shit was opens, nigga.
Steph was in them new developments.
He's over there by the Wegmans and shit. You Stonebridge, nigga. You a Stonebridge.
Yeah. All the riffraff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get out. Everything new over there.
Everything new over that joint. Yeah.
Air smell different over there.
Yeah. It does. It's always gloomy coming here.
It's always drizzling.
I don't live on the Dales though.
I know, but we have to go through the gloom to get to you.
You have to. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
What's going on, man? The wind's
always blowing.
It's always blowing. It's different.
Well, I will say what is it? Nabisco?
Nabisco. Yeah,
whatever the sign is. When I see that sign, I know I'm like, okay, we're almost out of the. Yeah. Out of the real rough.
Yeah.
Because this place.
Yeah, it's almost like
the ghetto.
Yeah.
The ghetto.
I don't live in the ghetto, but again, like, I'm good.
You live on the ghetto side.
The project.
No, that joint's adjacent. That joint's like, it runs parallel to me. Like, I'm over here, they over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm closer to Montclair. I'm in Montclair.
I hear you, man.
We cool.
Whatever excuse you want to make.
No question.
You know? Ain't you a part of the community. You know.
But yo, let's get into it, man. Yeah. Yo, Nick, man, you shot your video.
Oh yeah, we did a video shoot yesterday for Billionaire Brainwaves. Shout out to the homie KT Firehouse. You know what I'm saying, with the camera work. Monty went with me. He had a little part in the video.
Dope.
My man Maestro Styles pulled up, you know what I'm saying? So it was a good little, you know, good look, man. You know, got some good photos and shit, you know, just chilling all day. And at the same time too, it was a joint, which is the homie Special Berries. He does every month. It's a producer showcase. So that was going on at the same time. So I seen a few people up there too. I wish I took the fucking t-shirts with me. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect to be up there that long. And it was like, that was H&R Records was going to be one spot. It's like pretty much just like Andrew Jackson's job.
True.
With him having like the Billionaire Brainwaves and shit like that. It's, you know, it kind of, you know, he's in there sweeping up and shit like that and just working and kind of like envisioning, you know what I'm saying, being, you know, a rapper or whatever. So I didn't expect to be there that long, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't think about taking the shirts because there was a couple of people up there that was in the producer showcase, which was just lingering around. It was like, yo, you know, they wanted the shirt. So, but missed that opportunity, but you know, it was cool, man. This is actually like my, you know, all this shit is my first. You know what I'm saying? I've been to video shoots before. You know, I've produced songs with people who have videos and I was there. You know what I'm saying? But this joint, you know, that was mostly like, this is like a joint venture. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool. It was cool. It was a dope little time and shit. You know, after the video shoot, me and wifey find out we got bamboozled or swindled. So I think early in the week she was like, Dion Cole gonna be at the Anthem. I'm like, oh shit, bet. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I knew she said something about him coming to town a while ago, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, he gonna be at the Anthem, whatever. It's like, she, the tickets, you know, whatever. It was a nice little price. So she got the tickets. So after the video shoot, I'm rushing home. We leave here, go back out the city, to, and, you know, trying to find parking. Spent like fucking almost an hour trying to find parking down that bitch. All the parking spots was like, all the parking decks was full, mm-hmm. down the wharf and shit. We get in that joint, and I hear Dion Cole on the mic and shit. I'm like, oh shit, you know, this. I had to piss a whole bunch of shit, bro. Like, all that shit went out the window, nigga. I didn't have to no more. I wanted to get a drink and go to the bathroom. I hear the nigga voice. I'm like, bet, let's go sit down and catch it, because we didn't spend so much time finding parking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of this shit we missed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We, next thing you know, this nigga like, I'm bringing the next contestant out and whatever. Like, what the fuck going on? Like, yo. The tickets, none of the shit said Dion Cole presents. Nigga, this was Dion Cole. It's hosted by Dion Cole. It's the best next comedian, some shit.
Hey, go ahead.
Right. Yo, it's six contestants, my nigga.
Oh my God.
This nigga is the fucking come out, say a few things. All right, give it up for the next contestant coming out. Yo, we rushing. Yo,
you think you going to a Dion Cole show?
I think I'm going to a motherfucking whole week. Me and wifey like, we better not hit no.
How much were the tickets?
I can't remember. She got them, so I don't even know. I don't even want to say, but yeah, bro. I'm like,
yeah, that's
I'd be so upset.
What if
I think honestly, if I'm going, well, I remember, I think she said it was 60 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
she was like, so we got these joints for a steal. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm like, I'm
wrong.
Thinking,
yeah.
That joint
they stole from y'all. That
joint, yo, that joint did not say Dion Cole's hosted by Dion Cole, but next best comedian.
Oh my God.
But I ain't gonna hold you. It was a few funny motherfuckers.
Of course,
in that
of course.
I was gonna ask you that. It was a couple
funny absolutely. Motherfuckers. It was
in person comedy is always
yeah,
better.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Look, and half
always,
the time,
always
the niggas are opening up, and funny being the, funnier yeah, than yeah. the headline.
Absolutely,
I've seen that before.
Sure. Absolutely,
yeah, yeah, yeah. This nigga, it was one dude from Brooklyn, man. He was talking about how when he was watching the debates, he was voting for Kamala and he was voting for Trump, because he was like, "I'm voting for Trump off the simple fact." A man has never beat a black woman in no argument ever in life. You know what I'm saying? And he said, talking about how black women have, like, they win arguments because they say certain things that will motherfucking hurt a man's soul that shouldn't hurt their soul.
Mm.
And she said, when she told Trump that everybody left his party early, that
don't hurt.
That don't hurt. Like, no, what do you mean? Nobody stopped my party early.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit hurt him, but it shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Right. So she wondered, right. Like, it was just
that should have been a light thing.
The translation is like, yo, on the real, niggas don't even
niggas
fuck with
you.
Like,
exactly.
Right, right. Like, these
exactly.
niggas you think fuck with you, they
exactly.
don't.
Exactly.
Nah, hold on, chill. Niggas ain't leave my party early. Hold on, chill.
He was talking about the shit, his move that to win arguments or his shit to start shit sometimes. Like, you know, I can still get some hoes. And shorty, his shorty was like, well, wait till them bitches find out you still have nightmares, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So it was like they say shit that'll fuck you up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's
like
crazy.
That shouldn't really bother you type of shit. Oh, so yeah.
So look, I got a couple things in relation to what you said.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I'm going to just go ahead and do my cameo from my phone, like record it at the crib, and then I can send it to you, and you can just cut it into the video wherever you want to put it at. You
word,
know what I'm saying?
Word.
That way it makes the most sense, as I, you know, missed the invite. For yesterday, you know what I'm saying? For my cameo.
Oh, for the cameo. Oh,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but it's cool, though. It's cool. I'll send you mine separately. Don't even worry about that. Next time you got to go to the city, though. So for something like that, instead of looking for parking for an hour, bro, like go park at your grandfather's house. Park on Buchanan Street or something. And,
word.
You know, park on George Mason. Park anywhere. Like, you know what I'm saying? Park somewhere
yeah,
and like
Uber,
Uber from Uber Arlington. From no, way probably easier instead of having to drive around for an hour. Just to, you know, just something.
Because I thought about that shit, too, because of the simple fact that, like, when we was coming off the exit to get to the wharf or whatever, that shit was backed up. And I just seen people getting out of cars that was in front of us. And they was just.
Yeah, I would definitely.
But the treatment, you know what I'm saying? It was, it didn't call for I thought KT had everything under control. You know what I'm saying? So pardon self for you know, not talking shit. And yeah, was, I thought about because we did need a store manager. That's what Amani. Monty played was the record store manager. He would like hand Andrew Jackson the broom as he's standing there rapping it and like you know what I'm saying, shit like that. He hand him the broom and then he's like,
okay, nigga, let Amani get that shine. Yeah, let Amani get that shine. Yeah. I remember Amani get that shine. The swindle, your swindle though reminded me of Paul. You remember when we went to Sneaker Pimps
out in Philly?
Nah. Sneaker Pimps was when we first saw J. Cole. Me, you, and Fools went.
Yeah. At the Palladium.
It was completely different, but it was a very similar thing. We went to Sneaker Pimps. And it was supposed to be a sneaker event. And it was supposed to have like music playing in the background, a couple, you know, artists performing in the background type of thing. But we think a sneaker event, tables, opportunity to buy, you know what I'm saying? All that type of shit. We get there, it's nothing but sneakers on the wall. It's like wall art. And it's all a concert. The whole joint is basically a concert. It was a concert with sneakers on the wall. So we went in, like I said, thinking it was the opposite. And we was fucking blown at first, but it ended up being decent because we saw Wale, and Pusha. It was the first time J. Cole ever performed. Like, he pulled up and was like, yeah. And we was like, who the fuck is this guy? He was like, yeah, I just signed to Rock Nation. And our ears kind of lit up because we was, you know, Rockefeller fans. So he was like, somebody on Rock Nation? All right, cool. And then we listened to him, and after that.
And I think Slim performed that time, too.
Didn't I think he did.
And Phil Ide might have been on that joint, too.
They might have. I think they performed early. Maybe. I think they performed early. Because when we got there, we saw J. Cole, Wale was late, and then Eclipse was extremely late to the point where we didn't even feel like staying no more.
True.
Because we were just standing the whole time.
True.
Yeah.
Like I said, there was no sneakers. It was nothing to do, but it was way cheaper, and y'all's was way worse. But yeah, that's the first thing that came to my brain when you said that shit.
That shit was crazy, bro.
You go in that joint thinking one thing, and it's a whole nother.
Yeah, you know, went right next door to me, Vita, and had dinner. We had a nice little date night yesterday, you know.
I ain't mad at you. Up? Well, at least you didn't get swindled for, like, no real cash.
Facts. Nah.
You know what I mean? That's where I thought we was going with it. I'm like, oh, man, again,
it was just a... And with wifey? We rushing and shit, trying to hurry up and get to this joint.
It's Dion Cole.
Dion Cole,
man.
I haven't peeped his new stand-up, but it looks job funny.
Oh, yo, that shit is hilarious, bro.
That's good.
That shit is hilarious.
I got a peep in it. I gotta peep it.
I think how you fuck with the little bitches that you got no parking spaces.
Ain't got no parking spaces in front of their house.
It's like, I'm circling your block twice, bitch, and that's it. I'm gone.
That's a fact, though. Why would you want to do that? No parking? Yeah, that's that's a setup.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He talk about all his vintage pieces on that joint. All about his old head, youngers. Bitch called him his lover.
Hey, go ahead. Niggas called him vintage pieces, though. I was sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, oh, where this nigga got sneakers? Where this nigga got gear? I think he got gear like that. Okay, he's talking about vintage pieces.
He's better than antiques.
Yeah, he's better than antiques, right? Yeah. That nigga's hilarious. Yeah, but I be questioning his motherfucking clothes, man. That nigga, he had on the whole motherfucking big, like, the whole collar of the shirt cut out. Yeah.
I think it suited him though. I think, I don't know.
He pulls it off. He be Dion Colin.
He's a Chicago nigga, man.
I guess that too. But
he got one of the legendary Halloween costumes.
There might be number two. Well, I don't know about number two, but it's up there.
It's up there. It's top five for sure. Showing up.
Oh, God. That's him. Top five. That's him.
He looked just like him, nigga.
I thought about that being my Halloween costume this year, Heroes and Villains. I was going to definitely go to Showing Up.
Yeah, but he already killed it. He already killed it too much.
You're going to have to do your one too if you do that one.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I'm struggling right now too, and I'm a Halloween connoisseur. I'm extraordinaire.
I'm trying to think right outside now the with box villains too. And villains.
I'm trying too. That's what I'm trying to. Yeah. Because I got this giant beard to be getting in the way of shit, fucking up the look of shit for me.
Like so wifey had an idea. She was like, I wonder if people would get it. She was talking about coming as like Devil Wears Prada, like Meryl Streep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That she was a villain like a motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's like, who will catch that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's funny, the important question is who's going to catch it? If people got to ask, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Then you fail.
Then you fail. Yeah, right. Exactly. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Funny enough, I was going to watch that movie yesterday.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Great I'm struggling movie. Right now. I'm going to come up with something though.
Yeah.
Gambit. I told Rim he should be Gambit.
I'm not
bro.
Doing it. It's fun. Yeah. Gambit doesn't have a beard.
But you can swag Gambit out just with the outfit and the stick and the cards.
No.
And your name is Remy, nigga.
That's the same shit I get to Rim beard. I'm like, yo, I'm not cutting my beard for no
I'm not cutting my beard for no
That's
no,
what happens.
Absolutely
you just gonna have to look through the beard.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could always do that. Yes, I could always go that route and just look through the beard. But me being me and the way I like to do Halloween, I'm not.
Just go crazy and braid the beard, bro.
Nah, that's not.
Braid the beard.
Make it part of the makeup.
I will ask this on here just because I want y'all opinion. Me and Steph have already talked about it. Do you think that Michael J. Fox's Teen Wolf would be considered a hero?
Yeah.
Is he a hero in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I mean, when the, it's all said and done, Michael J. Fox is the hero. But the way I view the movie
of the movie.
Of the movie.
How he would break it down.
Huh?
No, I was saying, is he the antagonist or the protagonist in the movie?
Well, look, that's what I was about to say. Actually, yeah. It's really the wolf is actually not the hero. The hero is when on the court when he changes back to the from the wolf to his normal self and he hits the final foul shots. Yeah. It's regular Michael J. Fox. So technically, the wolf isn't the hero. The hero, might, I mean, he might even be the villain on the level. Yeah.
That's like Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde.
Because really, they should have forfeited that whole season.
It is absurd. This shit is absurd. Why is the wolf playing
basketball? We're gonna be real with this.
How is this even legal?
How are we getting away with this right now? Yo. He's a whole fucking mutant.
Yeah, there was no like Fox 5, no nothing. Like,
nobody
knows
who's coming.
This is just not regular.
This is crazy. Nothing.
Like, it was normal. Everybody was good. Speaking of which, we was just watching on Pluto motherfucking Juana Man.
Oh, that, man.
That jump was absurd, the way that everybody reacted to this nigga, an NBA player playing in the fucking WNBA. The team got to win their playoff game. They went on to play the next game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, shit. Wait a minute. Time out. How was their whole season not void now? This nigga, they had a guy on their team all season long. All season long, they had a dude on the team.
And then he walks into the locker room at halftime, unescorted, to give a halftime speech. Like, how they even let you in the building?
You're a band.
Is that 90s or 2000?
2000.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, early.
I think it was in the shower.
That's when they was big on them basketball movies and shit, like Mike and shit.
On the
like
yeah.
Right. He was slapping their ass in practice. Good shot. Come on, hey, bro. Yeah, like, this is sexual harassment. Yeah, you should be in the Bing right now.
You on the registry?
Yeah, definitely.
How did you get out?
He should have been on the registry, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. Nah, Team Wolf might be my
that nigga Biscuit, man. The gun line.
What?
That's Juana, man. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, he was just on the podcast talking about it too. You know, he started that line. Don't be scared.
He was the Chicken King, nigga. And with Thin Line Between Love and Hate, the Chicken King, and nigga driving up with his Porsche, put the top down.
Right.
The yellow.
He was dating Regina King.
It was dating Regina King.
He was.
Yeah. He owned a chicken
strictly
fixings.
Business,
and he was Pretty Ricky Fontaine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's you know, Andre Harrell. I think that's his movie.
What?
Strictly Business. Random.
Strictly Business was a LaFace joint, I think.
Yeah.
But he wasn't in that though.
New York Undercover. No, but he wrote it. I think he wrote the script.
Who I'm talking about, nigga?
Andre Harrell.
Yeah, but all right.
You said he wasn't.
He said Andre Harrell wrote the show.
Yeah. But he starts talking about Strictly Business. I thought you was saying that homie that we talking about was in that movie, but he wasn't.
Nah. Randy Corey though.
I got you.
What is that nigga's name?
I know his name too.
Abraham.
Might actually be Antonio.
I think it is Antonio.
What is he, Dominican?
Abraham or something? He's some type of Latino descent. Something like that, Antonio or something. Or it might be something close to that.
Is it really?
Yeah, I ain't gonna hold you. Hold on, crazy. I'm about to have to fact check that. No bullshit.
I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Let me see. What the fuck? What can I put? Juana Man.
You can put in Juana Man. Yeah, that's probably the top one.
Shit, how the fuck you spell that shit?
Juana? Yeah.
I got it.
Juana Man! I love you!
Miguel? Miguel Nunez.
Definitely not Antonio.
It's a Spanish descent, though. Yeah.
True.
Miguel Nunez.
Shout out to Miguel, though. I guess.
Racist.
I ain't seen him since, Juana Man.
He was also a Little Richard, and
he definitely played Little Richard.
He
was in a couple of joints. He was nigga, stop shooting that little motherfucking. Oh, he was with
yeah, he was
shooting the little ass gun.
He was
shooting the little gun, but he was with Arsenio Hall and shit in that joint.
Oh no, he killed so and so. The debatman was in the front seat.
You broke
in the
my
back
nose,
bubble.
Yeah, right. You broke my nose.
Harlem Nights.
He was in all. He was in classic movies. He's been around.
Does Harlem Night have
the fact that we're discussing his resume right now is fucking crazy.
It is. Yeah.
No, what's his name again?
Miguel Nunez.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Sparks, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like
underrated
him,
career.
Him and Terrence Howard with motherfucking Uncle Phil. This box. Coming at the Jamie Foxx show. That shit was on WB.
Not familiar at all.
Sparks
is the name of the show.
Yeah, and fucking
I think I jaw like remember.
And what's her name? Was the receptionist, the Sugar from Next Friday. The aunt.
Oh, the light skin.
Yeah. Kim Fields, something like that.
Vaguely sounds familiar with her. Yeah. She was the receptionist,
Terrence Howard. And Miguel Nunez's brothers, and their father was Uncle Phil or whatever. They had the motherfucking law firm.
What movie? Sometimes I wonder what stations you be watching, bro. Because I never heard of this.
He said it came. He said UPN after though.
What's a minute after? Ago? You sure it was not WB?
I think it was WB. I said after Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I probably changed it after that with the Nickelodeon or something.
Yeah, this joint.
Here I come.
Sparks. Two seasons, 96. What the fuck is
that? That's crazy.
You can get it started.
Yeah. I got to see what I don't know what channel it came on. Sitcom.
Quick question though. Does Harlem Nights have the best black cast in the movie?
I'm going to say Life.
Off the Life is one of the two.
It was UPN.
Off the top of my head, I would probably say Harlem Nights, but Life is a good comparison.
Life, yeah, definitely Life.
Yeah, I would not go Life. I would probably go Harlem Nights.
I probably would too.
And what's a better movie?
Life.
I would say Harlem Nights for me. I've seen Harlem Nights more than Life.
I mean,
I thought Life was cool. I didn't think it was that funny.
Life is amazing.
The first time I saw it, I was like, I was kind of underwhelmed because it was Martin. And it was Eddie, and I thought it was going to be better, but the more I watch it, the better it gets.
Roscoe Jenkins was the same with me. Like, that's just a classic. You watch that shit, that shit's hilarious. And that had a good crew, too, for real. Like, it's not the same. It's not the same as Harlem Nights and Life, though. Life has some, you got Bernie Mac, you got the nigga we just talking about, the Miguel Nunez, we got fucking Anthony Anderson, shit.
What's this?
Yeah,
Rick James.
Life. True.
But Eddie Harlem Martin, Nights, you got legends. Tory.
Right.
You got Robin Harris. It's, you got Richard Pryor.
Red Fox.
You got more big hitters in Harlem Nights.
Even from the females as well. Like you got big hitters in that joint, bro.
Della Reese. And what's her name? The Lady Heroine.
You got Jasmine Guy.
Gotta give it.
Harlem Nights got a better cast, but I think Life was a better movie, though. I think Life was a better movie.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
Life
doubt.
Is probably a better movie.
But hey, man.
Same man.
Well, listen, man. This is random, but do y'all think we've been to space?
I don't think so. I don't know, man. I'm not sure. For real. I don't know. I got a lot of thoughts on the world.
Well, okay. Where we're at in space?
Here's the thing, right? So I was on social media and a guy was talking about, like, when you look at images of space, like off Earth, it's like Google pics. It's nothing like, what's the word he used? He was pretty much just saying that it's the same pictures they've been shown for years. Nothing's changed, like nothing. Like, it's just the same picture of Earth. And when you see, like, I don't know, space stations, like, orbiting or doing what they do, like, I don't know. I just feel like there'd be more to it. Like, if you got space, like, you know, the space station, I think it was when it came out, it was founded, like, well, it was made in 2000, right? It's massive. Like, I don't know, at least for me, I just feel like you feel like there'd be more interaction, like, just more things going on. They spent, like, $150 billion on this joint, bro. Like, it's insane.
But the reason why there's not more going on is because of how massive it is.
Right.
Right? Like, if it was smaller and you went out there, then you would be expecting to see some shit or some shit to happen. But, like, we can't even conceptualize how
much. It's the same as the ocean, bro.
I don't really believe we went to the moon, first and foremost. I feel like that was staged.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know, when they speak about the whole, it was more of a competition between them and Russia, who can get there first. And again, further down the line, when you see videos and you look at how, like, it was just, well, apparently it was like it was a set, like, you know, like put together. Like, when you look at the flag, it's not moving. It's still.
I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff about the moon specifically that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? Alabama's would be like, they'll show a clip or something like that of like an astronaut standing here, right? And there'll be a rock on the right, right? And they'll be like, well, look at the shadows. If it's natural light, the shadow should be all coming from one, pointing in the same direction. His shadow will be going here. The rock shadow will be going this way. Like, right. How the fuck is that possible without artificial lighting?
Absolutely.
Of some kind, you know what I'm saying? I feel there's shit like that I get. I don't know. At the same time, I wouldn't say I feel like all of this shit, I don't know either way because it's way out there. So it's interesting, but it's too big of a lie, I think, to hold. Space, the moon, everything. I think there's two, especially nowadays with today's technologies. There's some guy that's thinking just like Paul at the crib that's 10 times smarter. Right. It's got millions and millions of dollars and sitting there like, I'm about to make me a rocket to find out if I can actually send this motherfucker up there. And I'm going to find out for myself if I can at least get a rocket to space. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's something tiny. Yeah, like, right. But again, I think it's too big of a secret.
I mean, we've been going to space since the 60s, so they say. And I'm just like, well, if we've been to the moon, then why don't we ever go back, right? And also, you know,
because we realized there wasn't nothing up there
for
us.
They say that, but then they said that also we haven't been to the other side of the moon, just like on that Transformer shit, like, you know.
The dark side of the moon.
The dark side, where things actually happening and whatnot.
I don't know if that's actually a thing, but.
Shit got to make sense. It got to make sense financially, scientifically. If we can send a satellite up there to take the same thing of the other side of the moon, why would we go?
Well, where are those pictures?
I'm pretty sure you can find pictures of the other side of the moon.
I haven't done it myself.
I think
that's just a conversation.
But I'm pretty sure those pictures are available.
Can you trust those?
You can't.
Well, you can't trust anything.
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
It's weird to me.
Jeff Bezos, didn't he go to the moon? Not to the moon.
He went into space.
What was that?
When niggas can go in space means they just go up.
Outside of our atmosphere.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
They don't necessarily have to see shit. The niggas could be just floating along the borderline, whatever, and then that's it.
Like, so you're not looking out in the galaxy at all? What do you mean?
I don't know. I mean, once they get up there and there's no gravity, right? They just float further up. Like,
I mean
we in a universe, shit is like a fucking just we just suspect, nigga, like, you know what
we're in space, we're not out of space.
Yeah, we're in space. Well, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, what the fuck? They just gonna float
by. This is fascinating to me, man. Like, I just, you know.
It's definitely interesting, but I don't, like, it's like you said, if you start to go down that rabbit hole of what can you believe?
100%.
Then it's a fucking rabbit hole. Yeah. Like,
it's a deep rabbit hole.
Yeah, like, it's the same way when people were like, I'm just using this as an example, not as like, you know, anything crazy, but like, it's like COVID. When people was going crazy off the vaccine, right? Man, they trying to kill us. They trying to do this, this, and this. Yeah, but if you get a headache, you're going to go grab some Advil, right? You ain't questioning what's in the Advil.
But I will say,
like, but you see all them random ingredients that you don't know nothing about. And don't understand.
And I'm 100% sure it's shit in Advil that we don't want to know about.
but I'm going to tell you this, though.
Those people who just take the vaccine, you see what's going on with them.
They fucked up.
I wasn't trying to go there. I was using that as an example.
But you can go there because I guarantee you if you did the research, the shit that's happened to people off of taking Advil was probably worse than the shit that happened to people to taking the COVID vaccine.
Nah, blood. No.
I mean, have you done any research on Advil?
Are we talking when Advil first came out? I'm talking about
when was the last time you did research on Advil?
I haven't. I see what you're saying.
I don't.
I was trying to use it as an example, that a rabbit hole is a rabbit hole. The same way we've talked about before when people go into food being man-made and I'm not eating broccoli because it's man-made. That's a rabbit hole too. You know how many vegetables have been crossbred to eat what we have today? Like, again, these are just rabbit holes. So if you want to start that rabbit hole, you got a long rabbit hole to go down is all I'm
saying. Yeah, well, I just feel like survey says that those who didn't take the vaccine are the ones who came out on top.
I wasn't.
No, I'm just saying.
I was strictly talking about the rabbit hole.
And nah, I feel you.
You know?
I feel you.
Shit,
yeah.
We just changed the whole path of the conversation. From space to COVID vaccine.
No, but I was just saying that's a rabbit hole. So space is a rabbit hole. If you start to say that you can't believe this, this, and this, then shit. What can you? A lot of shit on Instagram is, you know what I mean? A lot of motherfuckers see that that link. You know what I'm saying? Now, that false information we talked about before, where you see that headline and you're just like, oh, did you see what happened?
Clickbait.
Did you read the article? Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, right. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more happening in space than what we know, for obviously, you know, obviously reasons.
Yeah, I seen these pilots talking about how when they flying, it's like they all say that the Earth is flat. Ain't no drop off, and then when they up there flying the planes and shit to these places, like, I don't know.
You think the Earth is flat, bro?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure about a lot of shit that's been told to us.
I think it's round. Many say it's like pear shaped, right? But some say it's pear shaped.
But would there wouldn't be a drop off though if it's spinning, and you're flying? There is no drop off, especially if it's spinning faster than you are. You know, faster than you're moving. If you're moving faster than the Earth, then yeah, maybe there's a drop off because you would get to the point where you start going around the curve. But if it's spinning faster than you're moving, there will never be a drop off.
Yeah, I feel you.
I don't know. I've seen a couple flat Earth documentaries and shit like that, and like most of the time, they prove the facts basically of the curvature. One I can think of off the top of my head was, if you put a light here and you go far enough away, at some point you should run into some curvature. You know what I'm saying? So the light shouldn't be able to shine on the same spot. So they took a light and they lined it up perfectly with the circle, and he was like, "Are you holding the light?" And these are flat earthers. Yeah. They're like, "Are you holding the light right?" Da 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 da. He was like, "Yep, I got it perfectly." He was like, "Huh? It's not showing up."
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do this, this, and this basically to line up for the curvature. It immediately popped up, and they were like, "Oh, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe the numbers are off," and da da da. Immediately they had a reason. Yep. I don't know if I would say the earth was flat.
I don't know. I just never been up there to see it.
Yeah, well, you're never going. You are never going.
I don't want to go.
I wish you the best of luck, man.
Shit, if I could go to outer space, I would. Absolutely. I'll boogie right now.
It depends on my age.
I wouldn't go now.
Absolutely not. If I'm like 80, I'm gone.
I'd go up there now with a safe journey. What? Like, you know, lock in. Like, yeah,
it's not guaranteed. If they start having.
There's no guarantees. Like, the highway ain't no guarantee, nigga. There's more accidents on the highway than there are on planes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Like, so if we're talking safe journey, right, I'm going. If we talking some experimental bullshit that makes it affordable for normal people to go, nah, I'm good, fam.
Yeah,
well, I need a million trips back and forth before I get on that one.
I ain't more than that.
I need a million trips locked in, ready. Oh, yeah, we have 1 million successful flights. Yeah, I'm going there.
Yeah, I need me a couple of Yelp reviews.
Right, you feel me? Yeah, I need some Yelp reviews before I just get. But we talking safe travels? Yeah, I'm in there. I'm in there.
We shall see, man. Mm-hmm. You know, end of the world. Yeah. If you got to choose, I'm on Saturn, Mars, somewhere.
Oh, 100%.
Well, Mars, I don't think you can survive on Saturn.
I might.
But Mars is marketable based on.
Only survivor.
See what happens.
See what happens. Be like, I am legend out this gym.
It's going to get bad in here, bro.
It's going to get awful. You know what's so crazy?
Bad.
Before we jump to the next subject, right? So I've been watching The 100. It came out in like 2011. It's like seven, eight seasons. And it's pretty much, you know, typical apocalypse ending world type shit. And people got to fend for themselves. And, you know, people become primitive. Like, it gets real ugly. And it's like, that's always the standard, bro. Like, there's never a peaceful environment. No. It's like hierarchy.
So,
like,
yeah,
and it's crazy because the community that was on paper like this nice, warm, loving, they become the savages.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, you see, like, it's an alter ego, bro. It's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Survival mode.
it's the way of nature. It's the way of the universe. It ain't even just us. It's not even just our planet. It's just the universe.
It's
a hierarchy in every fucking thing.
I get it, but it's just like...
It's survival.
I would hate for the survival.
Everything first. Everything that has life, that has energy, is trying to survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's first and foremost. This is crazy. I went from that to watching Planet of the Apes, right? And it's the same shit, right? The one that came out in 2014, I think it's the Rise of the Apes or some shit like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
The first one?
No, the second one where it's Cobra, Caesar, and fucking Big Maurice.
The orangutan.
But this is when they fight the humans and shit.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one.
I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another good part two.
Oh, so that's a good part two.
Oh,
part three is good too.
Yeah, that shit was hard. Yeah, pause. Don't head nod me like that, bro.
That was the first pause of the show, too.
I mean, you know, it's weird. But my point is, it's like, damn, like, I would hate for the world to end like that, bro, where I got to step my shit up. Because everyone's food. Mm-hmm. I love you. Everyone is food.
Everyone is food.
Like, imagine, like, this. Put this in, like, And like, just envision this, right? Like, survival of the fittest, and Remington's got 6 months worth of like Kellogg's cereal, milk, you know what I'm saying? Like proper things you want. And you ain't got nothing, but that's your partner. And he ain't giving you nothing because he's trying to survive too. What do?
Oh, yeah.
You got to get it?
I have to. I got to get it. I have to.
Are we no longer buddies?
I have to.
That's crazy.
What
that's,
are we yeah, doing out here?
I have to. Look, if we the last two people on earth, yeah. And he got Kellogg's and milk, yeah. And I don't have anything, this like, nigga's going to give me a bowl of cereal, bro. Like, what are we doing?
I can't do it, fam. I gotta survive.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Like, and when you say no,
like,
I got to come get it.
You feel
not,
me?
You better not go to sleep.
That's crazy.
Like, I got to come get it.
Or it's just like,
so like, my follow-up question would be, how y'all niggas want to get buried? How y'all want your services?
Why are you asking me this?
Yeah, why?
Yeah. Is that because that's what's gonna happen when y'all try to get these Kellogg's?
Oh, yeah.
You better eat your cereal with the motherfucking gun next to you, nigga.
But I gotta try to survive, my nigga.
I y'all want y'all services. I ain't coming to get this food.
You didn't see me.
But I'm prepared with that. With cereal and milk.
Hey, look, this
that means like I'm ready.
This how I'm about to play it too. I'm gonna come offer you some cereal with my hand in the box, nigga, with the kapow.
Right. I'll just say top boy.
Get you out of here.
And the crazy thing is, you started the beef by not. You got a whole box. You instigated this.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's,
I just want a bowl.
How you know this nigga? Today, how you know he just ain't tomorrow? Putting a spoonful?
What about tomorrow?
Each time he ain't putting a whole bowl. He just got a spoonful of this. He got one box.
It's fine.
It would suck that because Remington had 6 months worth of Kellogg's and milk.
Oh, 6 months worth. Okay.
Yeah, six months worth.
No, wait, that was, that's you didn't different. Say that. You said
yeah,
box.
Yeah, yeah. Six months.
That's 6 months.
Yeah,
6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started with 6 months. Absolutely.
Oh, and you're not holding down.
Give me a bowl?
Yeah.
I'm saying he's not giving you a bowl. And now he's rallied everyone else on his side because he's giving them. He's feeding them on the low.
So it's more people.
It's more people, and you're
like, wait a minute. This story is just getting crazy. Now I'm feeding other people on the side and not giving my nigga.
I'm saying, I'm just thinking about
why am I feeding my nigga?
This is crazy. Hear me out.
Now I'm not my character.
No longer do I just want a bowl. Yeah. I'm taking everything.
I would too. If I was acting that way, I would too.
This is what you see in these movies, bro. Friends turn against friends and end up siding with the ops. People don't even know like that.
No, that's bananas.
Telling you, bro. Never fails, man. Best friends turn to enemies quick.
Yeah, I mean, the desperation for survival is I never experienced it, but I can only imagine it'll drive you to do shit that you never imagined you would do.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. That's why I would keep the boxes to myself.
Yeah, nigga, but again, turn to Bishop quick.
That's just anything with life is fighting to survive.
Yeah,
it's
doing whatever
sucks,
the fuck it can do to survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a hierarchy. If
I got that shit tatted on me, brother.
What's that? Kellogg's?
Survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Kellogg's. It's only the strong survive.
Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Nah, he's a Razor Band. He's a Razor Band friend. Yeah. Fan.
Great.
I am a Razor Band.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of joking.
With his little scarf on.
Didn't he have a bandana on?
Yeah, he had a little scarf.
It was blue though.
Yeah, it was around his neck. Yeah, around his neck.
Oh yeah,
that's
banging.
Funny.
Oh,
is Kellogg's US or UK?
No, it might be red.
Was it red?
Look. Nick wanted to be red so bad. He wanted to be red so bad. Nick wanted to be red so bad. Speaking of which, you want to talk to Paul?
What's that?
Yeah.
He all right.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, he came in this joint flagging, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he's got a blue banana on, man. It's not the apocalypse over here, man.
Huh?
Good, bro.
Well, I mean, I got my box of cereal, you know. Yeah. Golden. I got.
That's crazy, man. But hey, man.
Same man.
Shit. Sports talk with Ram. Let's get into it, Ram.
Let's talk about kicking a motherfucker when they down.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Sports speaking talk, of kicking, you know. Kicking someone down. Why they, what is it again?
Kicking somebody while they down.
There you go. Came across Hulu yesterday, man. They got this thing about P. Diddy already.
Is it Hulu or is it? It's Hulu?
It's Hulu.
Oh, word.
Yeah, it's like a series. Like, it's a breakdown of what he did and what led up to where he is right now.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, God damn. Already, bro?
Already.
Like, what is it that makes a person want to say, I can capitalize off your downfall?
Money.
I know that. Mm. But it's like, nigga. Like, bro. You know, he just said 50's having, he's had to take broom for the last, you know, decade.
Yeah,
15, I think you said he's about to drop that. Steph, is he about to drop it?
They've been teasing it for a minute, but
I mean, it's now's the premier time to drop it.
It's the
I agree. But where do you where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? Like, because I agree. In even more than just Diddy, Aaron Hernandez, he got a new show that just came out.
Oh yeah,
I watched it, but like I'm thinking about his family. I think about his family. You know what I'm saying? The Menendez, the brothers.
There you go.
Right. They got a new show out. They in the big, writing upset about it right now because like they're like, yo, bro, like we trying to get past, like, you know, we actually went through some real shit in real life. Just again, just where do you draw the line?
I think you draw the line at guilty.
Yeah,
guilty. Mm. Once you're guilty. Once all the facts have come out and been acknowledged by two sides or whatever, and everyone is kind of okay with the consensus that you actually did it, then you fair game.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Diddy ain't guilty yet.
He not.
And these documentaries and shit are only going to serve the prosecution in convicting him of being guilty.
That's a fact.
Shit, man. What y'all talking? I mean, just sidebar. Y'all talking about some shit like courtroom shit. You was on Hulu. Check out Reasonable Doubt. But back to Diddy.
Okay.
That was so random.
That was today's sponsor. That was today's sponsor.
Sponsored by Reason Without on Hulu.
Check it out. All right. She's fire.
I don't know, man. I think you gotta draw the line more than guilty though. Cause again, like if that's your dad, if that's your folks, right? And right. Even though he's guilty, like you just get to make all these documentaries, you just get to keep putting smut on my name and making me relive this shit.
I think it's fair though. If we have to draw a line,
I think that's what a line is. But you can still then if we're gonna take morals into it, like
that's what I'm thinking about.
So we considering the 50 thing. My thing is, do you really care about the issue? Are you a big enough troll to just be doing this because of who you are and because you want to make money off of it? You know what I'm saying? I think the initial line has to be drawn at guilt or innocence. But after that,
I can see that.
Now we can start discussing different things. Because 50 don't really, I can't imagine 50 actually cares about what Diddy had going on.
Probably not.
50 yeah, I mean, just dislikes just 50. Diddy enough, and he's a big enough troll, and he wants money enough to do that. Yeah, that part of it I can't fuck with. Yeah. It's a 50 thing to do.
I think the only
he's the biggest troll in the history of trolls.
I think the only people that would really dislike Diddy with this shit are the females who were affected by this shit. That's it. I don't think none of these niggas that was there at that party and shit like that, niggas, my name Bennett, I ain't in it. Yeah, I knew he was doing this shit, but I ain't gonna say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's gonna be the females. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but does that validate for people to capitalize on people's downfall? Because that's the question.
At the end of the day, you do have these women out here who see that as a check. You feel what I'm saying as well? Like money. You're talking about 50. Well, there's a money grab.
Right.
I feel like it's going to be a woman more so that's going to like really, that's behind. If anything's coming out about Diddy, like you're saying shit on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it might be a woman that's behind that. I don't know.
Maybe so. But let's okay. How about we reframe the question real quick, right? Outside of the motive being money, do you think it's okay? Like, is it okay to do that?
Yeah. See, and now that I'm thinking about it, actually, I would think the opposite of you, honestly. Once we hit a guilty plea, right? Once we have guilty in stone, that's where the fun and games should stop.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were lives affected by this now.
Totally.
It's like, it's legit. We know for a fact that lives were affected by this. Prior to that, right? As an example, and what made me think about it was R. Kelly. They used to make funny R. Kelly all the time on South Park. They used to make fun of Tom Cruise and shit on South Park. And so that's all funny games
all
fun when
games.
It's a rumor.
All fun
but
games.
Once somebody's life has been affected by it, guilty, locked in,
right.
Now we shouldn't have Diddy on TV, prance of somebody pretending to be Diddy but about to put it in your butt. Like, nah, somebody at home is like terrorized
I get
by
it.
That.
I get it. But you're also dealing with someone who made a decision to do some foul shit. And now his family's paying, is reaping the consequences.
Right, but
what
about the victims? You're not thinking about the victims either. That's what I'm saying. Like you.
But I would imagine the victims are going to be a part of, like, weren't they a part of the R. Kelly jump? Weren't they in the documentary?
Some of them. So a documentary is one thing. I might not be against the documentary, you telling the facts the way they are.
Right.
But I'm talking about everything else. I'm talking about, well, again, that's why I just say draw the line, because it's, poking fun of, you know what I'm saying, and fucking with, and the jokes, and I think that's that part.
Question. TV shows
where it's based on a true story, but we added some fake shit in there to make it cool. Like, nah, that's not okay, bro.
It's a very blurred line, though.
So. A question for you, Rem.
Yeah,
and because I know you're a South Park fan. Have they ever done anything on Hitler?
Yeah, I don't know if Hitler's ever has he? Probably, maybe. Okay, slightly.
Would that be also, since even though it's, you know, poking fun, would that be part of this conversation? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
No, I may be reaching.
Yeah, but I think it's a little bit of a reach, but at the same time, you make a valid point. I mean, that's a real thing that happened, you know what I'm saying?
I haven't seen it, but I know they do go far and beyond.
But at the end of the day, you know, Hitler can be, you know, related to slavery shit. They keep doing slavery movies.
I mean, it's triggering either way you put it, right? So, I know we're talking about
something that actually happened. Like, I think I feel like if it was something that shaped the culture or shaped the world or what we live in that we taught in school,
yeah,
it's probably okay. You feel what I'm saying? Versus like something like this. This is a little different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I'm trying to think about the victims. I guess.
I think it's a little bit different. I think the victims are going to suffer before and after.
Always.
I just think it's a little more acceptable for someone to capitalize off of it when you know that the person actually did it rather than before. Because now you fucking with them and you're not even sure whether or not this person did it.
Oh, yeah.
So should all victims take this opportunity to capitalize?
I mean, if they really feel like they need to...
Once he's guilty?
Once he's guilty. Or if he's really guilty of doing this and they are victims from this shit, then I don't see why not. They shouldn't come out.
You said they should or they shouldn't?
They shouldn't. I mean, they should come out. I don't see why they shouldn't come out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Like, if... Yeah, no.
Nah.
That shit ain't right, my nigga. Like, at the end of the day, that nigga... He was on some. If it's true about the shit that he was doing, then yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Here's the thing.
Now I'm gonna say that if you having freak off parties and everybody are willing participants in this fucking freak off party, they know what they getting into.
Right.
Then fuck all that shit.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew what you was coming to. You knew, and if you came to these parties multiple times, that's the shit. Like, it's different if you came to this shit and some shit happened and you wasn't comfortable with. But if you came back to the next joint, you knew what the fuck was popping off.
100%.
What if Bieber's part of the lawsuit?
Like,
they say he is.
Huh?
They say Bieber is.
Oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, Bieber's like front and center now.
In a horrible way.
Yeah, front and center right now. They say the Bieber was there early on, and they went into details. They brought down the family tree. They said, you know that Diddy was the one that, you know, basically raised Usher, for lack of better terms.
Usher
is the one that raised Justin Bieber, for lack of better terms. Mm-hmm. So they come from the same tree. They all from the same cloth.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Well, here's my thing, right? I don't think it's cool to capitalize someone's downfall. If you're going to talk about it, cool. But to try to, like, you know, reach some type of monetary, you know.
Don't capitalize on downfall unless you were a victim of what he's going down for. If that makes sense.
I think it's whack, to be honest with you.
Like, don't be...
It's whack, man.
I don't know. Just like,
that shit,
like,
is whack.
Yeah, no, you just... I don't know.
Let that shit ride. Let the courts do they want to, and that's that. If he's found guilty, he's found. If it's not, keep it moving.
100%.
You know what I mean?
I think that's a gray area, too, bro. It's a lot of podcasts right now talking about the same shit that we're talking about.
No doubt.
That are making money off of this same conversation that we're having.
Sure.
Hopefully we can, too.
Right. And then we will be capitalizing off of this nigga's downfall.
Right. That's not the same, though, in my opinion. So, and thinking about it, linking back to what Paul said and kind of connects to what you said, like South Park, right? With Hitler being on South Park. It's not the same if I throw a punch at you. Like, I'm cool with a punch. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with a punch.
Mm-hmm.
But making a whole show, again, that's why I start to have issues. A documentary where you're telling nothing but the truth,
right?
That's a documentary. But when you do one of those based on a true stories, and I've watched them and I've enjoyed them. The O.J. Simpson one was amazing. I remember that show was fire. That show was fire. The FX jump, and it was a whole bunch of bullshit in there, I'm sure.
That's my nigga Chris Dog.
I'm a little bit of a hypocrite in this scenario, but I think that that's where it becomes a little gray, where you start, okay, like, I'm gonna make a show based on Diddy's story, but
I'm gonna distort some shit.
I'm gonna distort throw my own shit in there to make it interesting. And like, goddamn, bro, they're like, there's people at home that was hurt by this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
coming from.
But if I just throw Diddy in an episode of South Park and he pop up talking about doing somebody in the butt, I'm gonna laugh my ass off. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, I think it just depends on the severity. What we doing here?
In the butt, I feel you.
Like,
I'm not laughing.
That was good.
Not now. That was great. You were.
I never laughed at that joke. You see me chuckle?
Great.
So I'm not laughing at that.
Oh, man.
Do you think that was his favorite song to play at the parties? Do you think doing the butt was his favorite song to play at the parties?
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was part of the playlist.
Did he go to Howard? He did go to Howard. Did go to Howard. Definitely, man.
I mean, I saw somebody post something about it was a comparison between Diddy and Hugh Hefner, right? Because you have to imagine.
Oh my God!
You have to imagine that there were similar things going on at Hugh Hefner parties, or just that house in general. Let's think about what that house was actually for.
I mean, what
was he ever investigated?
Nah, and I don't know. If I'm not mistaken, he did have teenagers in his house too.
Oh God.
But at the end of the day,
and he was married to a bunch
and
of
that was on
time.
Front Street. You knew what you were going there for. Yeah. You were going there for titties and naked women and all types of shit.
But that's the difference from what you hear about from Diddy parties. It wasn't just titties and that. It was
drugs.
It was niggas too.
I mean, sure.
That nigga Diddy in there fucking niggas.
But the niggas ain't the one complaining.
Listen.
The niggas ain't the one talking. Say. It's all the females. But on another note, someone else needs to be investigated, respectfully. Maybe Uncle Luke. He had a show. I saw him on the Breakfast Club, and he was talking about his show called The Peep Show.
No, you about Jay-Z?
Jay-Z, shit was hilarious. That shit had me dying. But pretty much,
you see Luke Jay's was one of
them niggas. Luke is one of them niggas. He pretty much, you know...
He's sex trafficking, nigga.
Well, not just sex trafficking, but... It was just really? Wait, don't say that, man.
That nigga just put charges on
it. Nah, but Luke.
He accused him of a whole felony.
Yeah,
he
just put charges on. That's crazy. Oh,
tag Luke. tag Luke.
Oh, yeah, man. Luke is that guy. But his peep show was insane. So pretty much, like, he was talking about how, like, you know, he was like the nigga when it came to the freak shit, especially, you know, rapping about it and whatnot. And when other rappers started, like, you know, doing the same thing, like the Akinellis, put it in your mouth, whatever. He was like, all right, cool. Let me bring these dudes on my show and see if they're really about it. So if we're talking, we're doing an interview, all of a sudden, he's got two joints going at it.
Yeah.
And right. And since Akinelli was talking about, you know, putting it in my mouth, he was like, he brought a girl and was like, yeah, well, you know, suck your dick right now. And my man just frees up. Like, wait a minute, bro. Like, what we doing right now, man? He said when Jay-Z came through, he said he had two joints going at it, eating each other out.
He said this shit got weird.
And then one of them looked up, and her whole mouth was bloody.
Bloody, yeah.
Shorty was on a period.
Even
for Luke, Luke was like, oh, shit, this wasn't part of the script. Yeah. Like, you bugging right now.
Hov looked like, oh, wow. Like, there's a nigga face.
Yeah. So, yo, shout out to Luke for being a wild
Luke,
dude, man.
You're crazy.
Because, yeah,
he was the
short
drink champs.
Yeah, that's where I get the story from.
You said Breakfast Club.
My bad.
Yeah, I feel you.
Damn, nigga.
I'm just saying.
Now, you right, though?
You right.
Breakfast before drinking, man. You know how to go.
Yeah.
You feel me? What else we got cracking?
And we got this album review.
Yeah, homework
and shit. The person that picked the album is not here.
No doubt.
Hollywood. Shit.
Well, you know what? Since this is one of your favorite albums, let's go ahead and introduce it, buddy.
I'm definitely introducing it. It was the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill by Lauryn Hill. Came out in 98. I can't remember what date actually in 1998.
August 19th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Appreciate you, brother.
No doubt.
You still want to check that because I feel like he's lying.
Go ahead, go to info.
check
that.
No,
man.
No.
He said, go ahead, go to info.
Go to info.
I'm going to put my money on P.
You got Apple Music?
No, I don't.
Nah, my senses went up. Live.
And then go to settings.
I'm going to look, but I put my money on P because I remember this album being coming out during the summertime.
It's like 90 some days in the summer.
Could have been July.
Right? That's September. That's fair. That's fair.
There's lots of lots of times.
Yes, he's correct. August 19th, 1998.
Nah, you know how I do.
I'm sorry.
You know how I do.
He's actually correct.
You know what I mean? Keep it clean.
And I remember I remember it being summertime because Doo-Wop, that thing came out. Pause.
Yeah, yeah.
During that time.
This here is the number one album to me of all time.
Hey man, I ain't gonna lie. Matter of fact, get your rocks off. Go ahead.
This album was came out during a change in my life. And I attended Herndon High School at beginning of 98. I had left Arlington, moved to Herndon with my mom. Mm-hmm. Went to Herndon High School. Started that was my ninth grade year. This album came out. This is one of the albums to me that when I hear it, is a time capsule.
Mm.
I remember getting ready for homecoming at Herndon for this shit. Like, I'm in a new area, I'm meeting new people and shit like that. It was just a soundtrack during this time. It was this album and DMX's Dark and Hell is Hot was, you know what I'm saying, the two albums in 98.
I feel like
and on top of that, Volume 2, Hard Knock Life, those three albums were like the beginning of my ninth grade year. And it was just I was just in a different environment. But when I listened to this album later on in life, it's a lot of fucking things that I kind of like that shaped my life. I listened to this album at a point in my life when I was at a down point, like at rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And forever, the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, that song, will ever, like, it gives me chills.
Mm-hmm.
Like goosebumps, like a motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I try to be something, you know, that people thought of me, you know what I'm saying? It's just trying to live up to other people's expectations they have for you, dog, and you don't meet them shits.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit really, like, makes you think, like, you control your own destiny.
True.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like I said in the beginning, how you gonna win when you not right within?
No doubt.
Right? It's just a lot of shit in this joint, you know, in this album that really sticks with me. This will forever be my number one album forever.
Hey,
right, for real.
Well said. Man, that album's amazing. First and foremost, I haven't heard it in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But listening to the lyrics now as like a person who's been through things, whew.
Yeah,
like when I was listening,
he's speaking the truth. Like, it's almost like talking to you, bro, on the phone, nigga. It's like Bible verses in this motherfucker.
Absolutely,
like, real shit,
but
bro.
Also to go back to where she was when she's writing this album. Mind you, she's 22 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's, you know, left Fugees, 10 years prior.
Mm-hmm. No.
12?
No, it was not. It was 2 years.
My 2 years.
The score came out.
Oh, you're right. 96. I'm bugging.
The score.
You know
came
what
out
I'm
96.
Thinking about? I'm bugging. I'm mixing that with Sister Act.
Sister Act. True.
Sister Act came out 92.
Seventh grade.
No, Sister Act 2 came out in
92.
Was it 90? Sister
like
Act
91, 92.
No, Sister Act 2 was not 92, bro. Sister Act 2 was
Say
probably
word.
Like 97.
92. You bugging. Sister Act?
Nah, one may have been around.
Sister Act 1 was 92,
no,
my
she
G.
She was in Sister Act 2, though. She was not in 1.
My bad. That's a combo. My fault.
But nobody knew she wasn't singing. So Sister Act 2 probably came out in 96, 97, because nobody knew Lauryn Hill could really sing until
I think that was 96 as well.
And then she sang, you know, Killing Me Softly and all that shit on the score.
True. Yeah, yeah. Now you're right. But listen to like songs like Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Zion.
That's
like,
about her song. It's her son. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Her talking about karma. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like lost ones. When you think you've gained one. Yeah. Like that's a deep fucking song. You listen to the lyrics, bro.
Final Hour.
Oh my God.
Lost Ones was about Wyclef, because you know they had
some people say
shit,
that,
yeah.
But others say it was about her husband.
True.
But either way, it doesn't even matter. Like that the lyrics itself is in general, you can relate mm-hmm. to as an adult, right? Yeah. Just going through shit, thinking that you've gained something, but you've lost a lot in the mist. Mm-hmm. If not yourself, others that have loved you and whatnot. Overall, beautiful album. Beautiful fucking album.
It's crazy.
Tearjerker for me.
It does make you reflect. It makes you like, it really puts you in the perspective like, yo, like, I'm going through some of this shit.
Well, yeah, I've but again, just for me to know that she was 22, mm-hmm. like that's a, you know, Yeah. Women are more in tune than men, but bloody hell. Like, mm-hmm. the thing she was rapping about, Grammys? First album to win hip-hop album of the year?
And I hate the fact that, you know, a lot of people hold this against, like, well, yeah, you know, she didn't write all that.
She
didn't
do all this. Like, she's on every album, though. Nigga. She wrote in every album.
Yo, she, yeah, fuck that shit. And you know, real quick before Rem and Steph get to this shit, Miss Education Lauryn Hill is really like, it's so impactful to me that I flipped that sample for a song for Kingpin Slim called Had It All, I think it was called, or Had Enough. It's on a deluxe version of the If God Could Rap, but yo, like, that shit, that song really got me through, like, when I was, you know, going through situations and shit and trying to find who I was and just, like, yeah, that shit really...
Awesome album, bro. Crazy. Awesome album. Mm-hmm. Awesome album, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Steph?
I think it depends on how you listen to it and what you listen to it for. Like, sound-wise, it's cool. Mm-hmm. It's okay. But as far as the message and what she's talking about, I think very few people would be able to really feel that at a young age, right? That's an adult fucking album.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
It's kind of like, you said, like, you had to have had experienced some things. Like, you got to go through some shit to really hear what she's talking about.
Totally.
Like, I haven't listened to Zion in forever. Today was the first that I actually listened to it as an adult with children that has, you know, done some of the things that she's talking about on that motherfucking song.
Yeah.
Like, that shit hits differently.
But also Zion in itself, though, right? Because Zion in biblical is a holy land. Rastafarians, you know, they use that word often. In Judaism, it's used. But just the representation of Zion is a positive feeling. Like, it makes you feel amazing. And knowing that she's using that to express her love for her son, but also her reverence to Zion, because, you know, dealing with her husband and whatnot, like, it's this beautiful blend, bro.
Something that we talked about on the way up here was, you know, all of the songs that we fuck with being like the radio hits, like the actual hits, but it's like eight of them.
It's like eight of them, bro.
Yeah,
come
it's
on,
it's like eight of them.
This album was a fucking beast.
It's a good album. I think the middle of it, like the middle three, four songs, weak.
Yeah.
Well, I'm because
it starts to die towards the end.
I think it's the middle. I thought you were saying as far as the middle.
The front is. I mean, the beginning is front loaded. You got four radio hits in
back
a row,
back to back. Yeah.
And then you hit like a little dry spell. Then it picks up again, and then I think it finishes. You know what I'm saying? A little
but,
weak,
but see, I know what around the area you're talking about, like Superstar.
Yeah.
Everything you drop is so fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, that was a diss to Wyclef.
Okay.
Music is supposed to inspire. Like the shit you dropping right now, nigga, is whack.
Gotcha. Pretty
much was, you know, that was to Wyclef. Final Hour, you can get the money. She raps her motherfucking ass off on that song,
she spits
bro.
In that joint.
Her that like final hour, and then the score on the song, the score on the Fugees album, the score shows is levels of her lyricism that makes me put her to the top as far as the best female rapper of all time. For real shit, like Final Hour. When it hurts so bad, you know what I'm saying? I used to love him with Mary J. Blige. That was a great blend, you know what I'm saying? But I feel Forgive Them Father, Every Ghetto. Like, yeah, for them joints right there, like Forgive Them Father, Every Ghetto, I could see the, you know, yeah. It kind of dies down between 6 and 11.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? 12, 13, it picks back up. You got Nothing Even Matters, Everything's Everything, Miseducation, Can't Take My Eyes Off You, shit like that towards the end. 6 to 11, I can see where, you know, it kind of...
Right.
Yeah. But you just listening to that, just hearing her, like, yeah, it's just an appreciation, for real. What's up, Rem? What's up, Rem? What you got? Clean off your ring and shit?
Yeah, you know, just hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't feel the same way at all. Zion is almost the perfect song. That joint is amazing. All the radio jams is amazing. You know what I'm saying? She kills them all. They all fire, bob my head, loving them. Other than that, I'm not really interested. Superstar sounded like a side B to one that I can't remember which song it was, but it sounds like the side B version of another song. Mm-hmm. So it sounds very similar to me.
Remember the rest of the album? On tapes though? Side B. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I was saying it's like the side B version. It's like the same song, but it's slightly different beat. That's, you know what I'm saying? You changed the flow up a little bit and you did some different shit.
That's crazy.
Yeah, honestly, I'm the opposite. Listening to the album, I was kind of like, wait a minute. So she did this. She did the Fugees. What else she got?
That was it.
Yeah. So why do we hold Lauren in such high regards? If we talk about, we talk all the time about like rappers and shit, like, you know, Biggies and the woo woo woo, and granted, they still get put in the top fives.
Not having enough.
But we talk. But one of the things we talk about is them not having enough. How does Lauren get put in this super high, super vicious cat? She got one album and featured on another.
Yeah, but it was an album part of a group. Potential. An album that had five Grammy Grammy nominations.
Impact of the album. The album did numbers. The album put up.
Yeah. She was the first in a lot of categories.
Like real shit.
Yeah, but the first is cool.
She got two albums. She got two Fuji albums. It's two Fuji albums. The other one, you know, got the vocal and the fucking Mona Lisa. Can I get that joint? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that joint. You know, so you know, I don't know. But as far as lyrical, it's nobody could fuck with Lauren rapping, bro.
I mean, if there's another album that stands out that says, okay, this is better than The Miseducation, then hey, just, you know, bring it to the table. Yeah, I think
do me like that.
No, not you. Not you.
Then you're going to make it,
I'm just saying, to answer your question, because that's a good question, right?
When you look up
the album, especially on Apple TV, I think it's listed as like top 100 albums ever.
Yeah.
Right? What constitutes as to make that category? I don't know.
No, but I'm not talking about Wendell. I was talking about Lauryn Hill as a whole. The album in general, I'm not a lot, you know.
Because I get what you're saying. That's the argument with Biggie. You know what I'm saying? With the, being the greatest. He only put out two albums. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Lauryn Hill's only actually put out one solo album, but and then you can't really compare the album or categorize the album. It's R&B and rap at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's just a great fucking album to me. It's like, yeah, this shit is fire.
I think to me it's decent. Like I said, it's a decent album. I'd rock it again. You know what I'm saying? I'd put it on like being at the pool at a barbecue or something. Yeah. But like,
here's the thing, right?
Once I get past the radio jams, I'm good.
I think the number one qualification is whether an album is timeless.
And it's timeless.
Album is timeless.
It's timeless. Yeah.
Which is why it stands. You know, like it stands out like to the test of time. Like it will always be a go-to album.
I'm gonna get this run on vinyl and put it up on the wall.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
For real,
I get
this. Is like
this album
is
amazing.
Like I said last week, the top three albums that if I can pick three albums to listen to for the rest of my life, this is number one. Mama's Gun, Erykah Badu's second album is two, and Common's B.
I hear you.
If I could snap some joints off of there and make my own remix, my own remix album, and I might be waiting to add a couple more of my own favorite songs from other people, then I might take this album with me. But because, like I said, Zion is damn near a perfect song. Yeah. Like I was listening to it. The only reason I wouldn't say it's perfect is I had to nitpick at it to see. I was like, yo, is this actually a perfect song? At the end, well, I'd rather hear her spaz out with the Zion when she got the marching. I wish she got rid of some of that marching. Like, I enjoy some of it, but I wish she got rid of some of it so she could just spaz with the my joy, without that in the background. That's the only thing in my personal
that's
opinion.
That's a side
it
B, that's a side B
it,
version.
Right, but facts. That would be a perfect song for me. Yeah, so, like, I'm, again, Lauren's a beast. Don't get it twisted, but I'm being critical because everybody else was so above, you know what I'm saying, a positive with it. I'm being a little critical. Lauren's a beast, but again, at the same, I do question, like, how the hell does she get so high up in everyone's mind and high regards when she got one album and then she did, even when there's two Fuji albums, cool, but there's two other niggas in that group. So it's not like she, you know what I'm saying, it was all her.
And
like,
to allude to that a little bit, it was a little bit of, I think Wyclef had a verse in one of the Fuji songs before this, was like how people were saying how the girl should go solo. You know what I'm saying? Like, and how niggas should vanish and, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, this was her going solo and proving nigga, you know.
And she did it.
Yeah, she did it.
I mean, Proswell couldn't do it, so.
Nah,
Proswell couldn't.
Proswell.
I don't know.
That nigga's a spy.
He's a spy,
So.
He was a spy then. Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Whose week is it to pick?
I don't know.
I think it's on you, Nick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because
I went like 2-3 weeks ago. Then it was Steph.
You had that. I did the week before last.
Yeah, I think it was on you, Nick.
I'm trying to think. It might be Rim, because Rim might be starting off. Because what's the last one you picked, Rim? Yachty, I think, wasn't it?
No, that was me.
Yachty.
I don't remember what the last one I picked was, but
Nick, just pick it.
I can snag it real quick. I got one off the top of my head.
Because hold on, you picked Sheck West, right?
Yeah.
Paul. Who picked Sire?
Me.
Steph. It's my turn. I'm pretty sure it's my turn.
What is it, Rim? What we got?
We going mixtape Pluto. It's not even on the list. We going mixtape Pluto. Future, baby. Just dropped.
All right, bet, Nick.
Just dropped, a week or two ago?
All right.
Mixtape Pluto.
Okay.
Shout out to Future.
Gotcha.
Because it's going to start a great conversation for me.
I heard it was pretty good.
It's going to start a great conversation.
We can get into that. Let's get into that. So, Mixtape Pluto Part 2.
Not part two. No, it's just called Mixtape Pluto.
Yeah. My fault. All
right. But you're not going to be here next weekend.
No, I'll be here.
Okay.
I'll be here. Well, I mean, are we going to... We do got the Redskins Brown next weekend.
We got to figure that out. We got to figure that out. What are we doing?
Are we going to record, or do we want to watch the game?
The game is it 1 o'clock?
I'm a sub. If it's Cleveland,
yeah. Cleveland, yeah. Cleveland, yeah. Cleveland, yeah.
That's
1 o'clock.
That's a 1 o'clock game. So we can either record or we can watch the game.
I might want to watch the game.
We should come here and do a live recording of us watching the game.
Maybe we should watch the game. Maybe we should come here to watch the game, and then we can maybe record.
We should record us watching the game.
Or record at halftime. Record us watching. I mean, there's options.
Yeah, there's options.
We'll see. We may, either way, the homework at worst case, like we always do, will carry over to the following week until the next time we record.
Yeah, definitely.
I just don't know if my attention span is that long for football, for a whole game.
You can stay at the crib.
I'm just saying.
It's an option. You didn't have to shoot down the hole.
Yeah. Because
from the jump,
wanted to get tickets for this joint, y'all. This would have been dope.
It would have been fire. Let's get into some questions from the bowl.
Yeah, let's get one or two out of there.
Let me just fuck the bowl. Let me just ask the question.
Let's go.
Do y'all think y'all overestimate your ability to fight? Because research shows that men overestimate their ability to fight by 400%. Not sure how you quantify that, but that's what they said.
All right, cool. So let me take this first and foremost. Yes, we do, right?
Yes, you do.
You're right.
Oh, yes, I do. Totally. Oh, my God. I was exposed. So I was playing ball with one of my guys, right? I won the first game. The second game, he had me up like 9-3. But if I'm being honest, you know, his defense isn't the greatest. Like, he was putting me in situations where I felt like I could get injured.
You felt uncomfortable?
I felt uncomfortable. And, you know, I'm trying to explain, but at the same time, he thinks it's my ego. So, you know, make a long story short, we go back and forth. I end up throwing the ball at him. Then he squares up. I said, fuck it. We can chuck the deuce.
Wait.
What did he call you when he threw the ball? Because you don't just throw the ball at someone without calling him a name.
I think he called me a bitch ass nigga. You know, bitch ass nigga. So he threw him up. I threw him eyes too, right? I stood my ground.
Put him there.
And So we're going back and forth.
Going back and forth, with hands or words?
Just talking. Okay. Like, you know,
you got to put your hands up at this point.
No. But here's the thing, though, right? Every time it stopped, I would like initiate again. Like, I'm not going nowhere. Like, we can get it on right now. We can hug it out, right? You know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it never transpired. And I got home that day and I thank God. Because, bro, just from playing basketball, that itself fucked me up. Yeah. I'm talking about, like, I've mentioned this before. Like, I've played basketball. Bro, I've played basketball at least, you know, 3 or 4 times in the last 2 or 3 months. But those prior times, my body didn't feel as bad as it did this particular time. And when I got home, bro, for at least 4 or 5 days, I'm talking about I am aching, like, and I'm just like, bro, what if he would have beat the shit out of me? Like, that was inevitable. I mean, at some point, like, I don't know. Like, if he would have punched me in my jaw, I might have failed. And I might not have got back up.
Yeah.
And I might have been in the hospital. Right? Yeah. And so with that being said, yes, we overestimate. I keep saying we.
Well, I do.
I did.
Yeah. I choose.
I've
always been a nigga known for one-hitter quitter.
This is true. I've seen it with my own eyes.
So I pick and choose. And like if I got a situation where I know I got a clean shot to catch your ass right up in this motherfucking chin, I'm knocking you the fuck out. I'll make sure I'm putting all my power in that bitch. But I'm not set up to fight.
Nick ain't trying to tussle.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to tussle, B.
I'm definitely trying to tussle, bro. Nah. Especially with a nigga that, like, sometimes I don't even tie my shoes up, my nigga. Nah, shit. Fuck that shit. I'll definitely come up on my shoes.
I think I'm right on the line. I think I'm right on the line of if I overestimate or not, because I'm very much a realist. So, like, I know, like Paul was saying, like, if a nigga hit me in my chin,
yeah.
I haven't hit my chin in so long. I couldn't tell you how years, bro. It's been 20 years since my bike punched me in my face with a good 20 punch.
Years.
I don't know what's going to happen. I might go to sleep. I might. Mm-hmm. But I also have a little bit of faith in, A, I got okay hands, and B, I got a little bit of strength to my right. So if I catch you with a clean right, you might be fucked up. My left, though, is some bullshit. So that's why I think I'm right on the line of realist versus, like, overestimating. I'm not a fighter at all. So I'm not putting myself in those positions unless I'm super sauce trying to fight for Carlton or something against the Green Mile. But,
it's crazy.
I told that story before here. But
I don't think I do it anymore, even though I think I probably throw my hands at this point more than most. So I think I'm okay. But back in the day, of course, I think everybody's done that shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're talking about back in the day, yes.
Everybody's had that juice before.
Everyone just throwing their chest up and then got home and been like, yo, thank God I'm home.
Yeah, right, right. Facts.
Thank God I'm home, Joe.
Yeah. Facts. I still see niggas that I randomly, like, I know you. Like, I'm trying to make sure I didn't steal on your ass. I ain't steal on your ass or got into some shit with some niggas that you knew from back in, like, you know, I'd be trying to just, like, you know, let me just stay out the way, you know?
Here's the thing, though. I think I do it with guys or people that I know.
Pause. That you...
Pause. Mm. We know that. Come on, man. Can we just keep it off, bro?
Not with us.
Okay,
we won't. Other people you know.
All right, whatever, man.
I'm just saying, but man.
My ego, right? My bravado is for, like, time for people that, you know... Maybe in the back of my mind, no, doesn't want to take it there because we're cool.
Yeah.
Versus someone I don't know, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna jump because
you don't know that nigga.
I don't know niggas from a pan of pain.
Because
those niggas who are MMA fighters,
nigga.
Like, I'm not getting choked out because word of mommy, I gotta come shoot you.
If you see a nigga with cauliflower ear.
You feel me?
Leave it alone,
I'm looking at your calluses. Like, I'm good, bro.
I'm cooling.
Yeah. I've walked down steps to fight a nigga and got down there and been like, yo, what am I doing down here? why did I get sucked into
exactly.
this?
Exactly. I don't. I'm good, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, but I also, maybe it's the UK in me, but I don't ever like to run. Like, I don't believe you should run.
Mm.
Like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
I'm here.
Like,
now.
I don't want to run.
I think I've learned later in life,
which, like, is stupid, by the way. Like, run.
I've always been a nigga that where it's like,
live the fight.
Live the fight.
I deal with the consequences as they come.
Yeah, but why? Go home. Those are the moments Steph's talking about, when you jump out there and you get pummeled and you say, "Rah, I could have just went home.
Ten seconds could have changed my life.
Ten seconds meant not losing 5 teeth. Come on,
now
bro.
Now I gotta get veneers.
Veneers?
You said veneers.
Are we serious?
Come on,
right
bro. That shit ain't cool, man. Dental plan ain't hitting like that.
A nigga asked me if I wanted to join the security team. And I'm like, and they do go-go's. I'm like, absolutely fucking not.
Are you stupid?
That's crazy.
Do you have any churches that you got contracts with?
Right.
Like, what the fuck?
What?
At least today, churches.
What are we talking about here, man?
I'm 5'7", nigga. Be real.
Yeah, because sometimes them security niggas be the reason why shit start popping off.
Listen, bro.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, if you haven't been, like, in, like, some type of combat class training or had, like, just playing any sports recently.
You're not built for it no more.
You're not built for it, bro.
You ain't built for it.
Nah. Dog, I deliver 5 gallon waters all day up apartment steps, and I know I'm not built for it.
Bro, I'm telling you.
I can't even get about the bed where
I am telling you, bro.
What the fuck you mean, like?
Nigga. It's
yeah, we'll go somewhere and see someone get into it outside, and we'll all run outside like we about to do something, knowing goddamn well we don't want to.
Nah. Nope.
I want no involvement.
No, look, I might get involved with a crowd fight versus a 1-on-1 because I might be able to catch a nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's fucking with my nigga, you know what I'm saying? All guard type
and then
shit.
Disappear into the crowd.
Yeah, facts.
That's what I'm going to do.
Like some 1-on-1 shit.
Then I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
Hit another nigga and disappear again.
Where is he? This guy's he's doing this.
He gone. I got hit by a random Air Force One.
Where the fuck came
from? The sixth man and shit.
Come back on the other side.
No bullshit. That's crazy. All right, last question. Matter of fact, you brought this up earlier, Steph, since I went to the store. All right, your boy gets you a dollar.
Fuck the ball.
Yeah, fuck the ball. You go to, your boy gets you a dollar, play the lottery, and you win $1 million. How much is your boy entitled to?
How much?
So you give me a dollar. You don't give me no numbers. I play it. I win a milli. What do you think you're entitled to?
10%.
That's crazy, but go ahead.
It's my number, 10%.
You win a milli, and I know you probably not going to get, what, like 5, 6, maybe?
No, you win a milli for second discussion. You win a milli. You win a milli. You got $1 million cash.
Give me 4.
For what?
400,000.
Okay.
It's the same nigga that was going to give us $10,000.
Which is the same. This is a different nigga.
But y'all niggas,
this is a
y'all
different
nigga. Didn't change.
That was off my money. Y'all niggas didn't give me nothing.
What you mean?
If you gave me a dollar, nigga, that's different than
he's saying the $10,000 he didn't put nothing in on.
It's still crazy to me. But
I don't know. Respect. That's your number.
You didn't contribute to that.
That's
shit,
your
nigga.
Number. That's your number, though.
My dollar got you $1 million.
That's your number.
I think Steph's 10% is reasonable. Because the way I look at it is, in our scenario, Steph and Paul was right there. Paul asked him for a dollar. He took the dollar, went in the store, he bought the ticket. Mm-hmm. We were all in the store together. We saw he bought the ticket. I didn't tell you what the fuck the dollar was for. I just asked you for a dollar. You don't even got to know I bought a fucking lottery ticket. I could have went to 7-Eleven, came out with a donut, a soda. Lottery ticket's in my pocket because you stayed in the car. You know, so you, that doesn't make you, in my eye, you're not entitled to 400 that, like.
Well, have you seen if the intention of me getting a dollar was to play the lottery?
Well, I knew that's what you're going to do.
Yes, I'm saying. So if you now that you know
I,
that,
I don't care.
And you win.
If I get you a dollar, if I get you,
what are you 10% from?
Yes.
Okay.
Only other thing you can get for a dollar is a black.
Yeah, I want to smoke half of that.
Jesus. Jesus. I feel you, man.
I'm a cute.
You couldn't be my cellmate, bro.
I'm cute to fuck with you. If I give you a dollar, nigga, and you went inside, got a motherfucking, like, you know,
that's half
a candy back, bar,
huh?
Or some shit.
So you want to have a candy bar?
Get a piece of that.
Shit, run that, huh?
Yeah. Well, no.
Run that. You're not asking.
There's a difference. You're not asking. You feel entitled to half of that because you asked for the dollar from me.
If it's a reward tacked to the end of that shit, this nigga, if we go keep it a lotto, if you won $1 million off a dollar, I give you, my nigga, like. Yo,
I'm gonna tell you this, Nick, in your face. You're not getting $400,000.
$400,000, there's no
that's
way.
That's ridiculous. First of all,
no, that's ridiculous.
We can go to court.
All right, 100 is straight. 10%. Let me say 100.
Yeah. 100 is considerable. Like that. That's fair. That's fair.
Yo, I'm just saying.
But I might just give it to you in installments. I might just give you 20 years. 20 year. But no, I think 80 to 100K, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's fair.
400, like I said, that's
fuck
yeah.
off.
Nah, yeah, nah.
Shit.
What are you talking about?
You didn't even have to know about this.
I had the permission.
Honestly, when he asked for it, I didn't know he was going to buy it. I thought he was going to give it to the homeless, the crackhead guy.
Okay, if that dollar was added to more dollars to get a sandwich, nigga, let me get a pipe, a bite of that shit.
This nigga's response to that shit.
That's crazy.
I'm going to have that.
Yeah, I'm going to have that.
I think said you go inside and get a candy bar. Let me get a piece.
What are you talking about, bro?
He said it so quick.
See, if it's a black. Shit.
I'm going to have.
If it's a black, bring it down.
I'm not asking for no dollars.
That's just note to self. Yeah, note to self.
I don't want
to
win with you.
If I ever ask Nick for something, I'm giving Nick that dollar back before I tell him anything about what happened.
I don't want to ever win with you.
Here's your dollar back. How about that, Nick? How about that?
That's fair.
No, but seriously. So if I go in the store, right, I get a lottery ticket. I just happened to come out for whatever reason to say I decided to get cash back. And now I got a dollar again. I need a dollar back.
Yeah, that's right? Fair.
But now I hit for $1 million with your original dollar. Does that still?
Well, I don't know. Won't hurt me.
That's a fact.
But what if you knew that I went in there, bought the lottery ticket, but I came right out and I gave you your dollar back?
But you get, but
I bought the original lottery ticket with your dollar.
Then you're a liar.
You're a liar.
What you mean? No. So, I create, this is some bullshit, but I create the scenario.
I see what you're saying, though. But if you do that, I'm cursing you.
Why?
I'm going to a shaman. You're not going to spend that money in houses, bro. Because that's insane. You go, you use my dollar to purchase a lottery ticket, and because you know how I am, you said, let me go buy something, get some money back, give me my dollar back. So it's like a write-off. Like, here.
Yeah, right. We clean now.
We neutralize everything.
We good. We clean now.
That's crazy.
I don't owe you nothing.
Nah, because if I hit,
it's mine.
If I win, I just know my guilty conscience, because I'm a cheerful giver anyway.
And I'm going to think off the rip, like, what you need my dollar for then? Nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I ended up using my debit card, so I got cash back because I knew you just gave me a dollar.
Nah, because now I'm watching.
I bought some more shit.
Now I'm watching the numbers at night.
I wanted a candy bar. And then
this nigga probably hit. I know.
Okay, I'm done.
I know this nigga hit. He gave a dollar back. I know he hit.
Oh shit.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, but I ain't fucking with you, Nick.
Here you go.
Yeah, I can't win with you.
Nope.
Give all the money owed back. I go get a drink from the bar and ask Nick for a five. I'm find me a five stack. Let me get Nick out the way real quick. This nigga gonna feel like he entitled to half my drink. This nigga's got to get half my drink.
Get a drink, nigga.
Get Nick out the way.
Nick, like, hey,
bro. This nigga half my drink.
Get two straws.
I'm gonna tell this nigga now. Don't put no ice in that bitch.
Yo, wait, what? Are you getting a drink in? I tell him to put no ice in that. Wait, what? Now you said we got shit in my drink?
I said, look, put the ice on the side.
Yes, yeah, I'll drink.
That's funny.
Put the ice on the side.
Yo,
it's like both our bikes.
Get Nick out the way, man. That's the theme. Moving
get
on,
him
bro.
Out the way.
Yo, take care of Nick first, man.
Yeah.
You're good.
So, yo, next week's homework is Pluto.
Pluto
mixtape
future.
No doubt. Yeah, don't fuck with Nick, man.
Yeah, I heard good things.
That's a wild dude, man. But on that note, it's been a wonderful episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
Brim the Model.
Steph Muse.
And we out.
Peace.